bless you, friend.
God bless you.
Can you hear?
Yes, indeed.
I was listening to Mickey.
Yes.
And his quips. Daisy Judge.
Yes. Is this Brother John?
Yes, Judge.
Oh, and you call me friend? I thought that's a new way of
greeting. Are you not a friend?
Of course, indeed.
I'm not so sure that Judge is an admirable name when one considers who would be a judge, who would place himself above others to judge those less fortunate. Mm-hmm. Daisy, that is a different matter altogether. Mm-hmm. You are much more a daisy than a judge.
Thank you.
A daisy which represents the simplicity and the charm and the naturalness of things. The daisy that seems perhaps insignificant and yet in so many ways is so representative of the childish and yet at the same time the simple truth and wisdom of life eternal.
Thank you.
Daisy is a name that is apt and truly befits you, child.
Thank you, dear.
We in the realms of the spirit see all manner of beauty in various shapes and forms and colour. But when one comes into the realm of the earth and sees as one must, the drabness of life, and one sees the unhappy state in which man has brought himself over time immemorial, it is gratifying to see those in your world who in simplicity and in love seek to do the will and the work of the Father. There is great beauty in your world, and man oft-times is blind to it and sees it not, and oft-time like the daisy is trampled underfoot, man unthinkingly going his way and ignoring the simplicity and the beauty that lies all around and about him and under his very feet. In the realm of spirit, as I've said, there is great beauty in many ways. But oft times we, who are constantly aware of these glories, find in the humbleness and the simplicity of things our true happiness and our heart's desire. So it is with you, child. You may look around and about you, and you may see many things which others have, which for the fleeting moment you yourself may sometimes desire. And yet, if these things were to be yours, how easy it would be to lose the joy and the simplicity of things. Those who have much oftentimes have very little, and those who have little, sometimes without even realizing it, have a great deal.
Yes. I don't really envy anybody anything, but I was absolutely lost in joy in the charm of a little house I visited last week. Because of its fitness, everything fitted.
Yes, child.
I could appreciate that from its sense of charm, but I didn't want it.
No, child. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to convey, not only to you, but to all who may listen to my voice, is I would not suggest that it is a good thing necessarily to be content. For the man who is content, though he may have a peace of mind, he is inclined not to make an effort, not to perhaps stir himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not necessarily suggest that one should always be content, but I do suggest that man himself, whatever his circumstance, though he may strive for better things, let him make sure that those things truly are better for his spirit and his soul's advancement. So many are unsettled, so many are striving, but for the things which they strive, there is often little need, and if they were to possess them, it would not necessarily bring them the peace and the happiness. It cannot purchase love, it cannot purchase content and peace of mind. You, for many years, have had to fight the battle of life. Oft times it has been hard, and oft times it has been most disappointing. But you were brought into the paths of spirit and enlightenment. And you were shown the goal that was set, and you have constantly endeavored in consequence to walk that road of spiritual attainment. And in this you find your happiness and your true peace. The road can never be easy. All who would seek and learn of the things of the Spirit must be prepared as they advance towards that goal that is set, that there are many irksome things, and many things in themselves become even more difficult in the material to contend with. For as one's mind is open, and one sees the beauty and the joy of the Spirit, and endeavors to work for it, so it must seem in comparison how difficult the path, because of the material conditions around and about. You have had, as you must have, setbacks and disappointments, but when you put them against the joys and the happiness and the tranquility and peace that comes in true understanding and in love and in service, so you realize how truly blessed you are.
I do. I
have been with you for many years, and I shall stay with you until such time as you yourself enter the realms of the Spirit. And then truly shall you know me, and in consequence shall I be able to help even more than I can now. It will be the joy of my life to show you the joys of the Spirit, to take you by the hand and to bring you nearer to that state of being to which you yourself are gradually making your way. The years that lie ahead are full of opportunity, full of promise. You will be taken here and there to do the work of the Spirit. And there shall be many souls who will have cause to be grateful for the efforts that you make on their behalf. Changes will come, but they can only come when we feel that you are ready for them and the changes themselves are necessary for your well-being, mentally, materially, and spiritually. There is a ladder by which all men climb. It is a ladder that has been built by many men, and every rung of that ladder is a step to wisdom and to truth. It has not been easy to build. It has taken untold centuries of time and those who've contributed to it have suffered greatly in the producing of it. There have been great teachers, there have been great spiritual leaders, there have been great men who have given their lives to build this ladder. And every rung is strong and secure, and its height is such that no man can count, because it is from the earth to the heaven, and there is no way in which one could hope to understand that distance. But this I know, that if we follow the true path of spiritual progression, if we look upon ourselves, each one, as a rung in the ladder of life that stretches from earth to heaven, if we have contributed one rung, our life has been good, our work has been real, and we've helped others to climb. We who give ourselves in love and in service are joyed beyond measure at that which is achieved. Great numbers of souls gather round, some whom you may never know while yet on earth, and others who manifest themselves in various ways to you. You may not see necessarily always with the eyes of the Spirit, neither hear with the ears of the Spirit. And yet there are moments, fleeting though they be, in which you yourself are impressed and inspired, when you are conscious from within yourself of the nearness of the Spirit and the power that manifests with it. The names that sometimes come to you oft times are the names of some of these souls. One whom I will mention, because I feel the link between you and him is strong, for various reasons, and it can be traced back a long time in your consciousness, is Francis.
Yes.
Francis of Assisi.
I saw him once.
He is in tune with you. He is also, as I look back in time, one of the great rungs of the ladder of truth. A man who, with all his might, with all his power at his command, weak though the body was, the spirit was so strong. He saw with the eyes of the Spirit and he heard the voice of the Spirit. And he manifested this power and this love while on earth, that even those who were dumb in language and those who could see not and those who indeed at times would not became his disciples and his followers. He was a man of great power and great love. Great simplicity and humility. In simplicity and humility do we find true greatness. So it is that one should be like the small flower that is often trodden underfoot. For those who will give forth truth in all its beauty and its simplicity must anticipate indeed that many will there be who will tread heavily upon one who endeavors and is like unto the simple flower. Do not worry, child, for you are surrounded by such power and such love that you are given a strength far beyond your imagining. course, we must accept the fact of physical conditions. We know these can and do affect at times that which we're trying to do. But nevertheless, the effect of these things is but temporary. The work goes forward. You will be led more and more in the paths of righteousness and the truth, and you will be blessed beyond all your imagining.
Thank you. Is it going forward as speedily as you require? Or desire, should I say?
I suppose, child, because we ourselves are human and also are anxious for the spreading of the truth of life eternal, we cannot be always satisfied.
No.
But we are grateful for that which is done and that which is being done, and the hope of that which is yet to become. Of course, we could hope for more. But I know that you do all that is given to you to do, and that is sufficient.
I've tried recently to write a little more regularly, and I feel impressed to do this in the hope that by so doing you'll get more used to using me in that medium for your own reason.
Yes, Joy.
Is that right?
Yes, Joy.
You are truly what I woke up this morning with the words. I woke up saying, you are my Father in God.
Thank you, child. Peace be with you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye, Dave.
Bye-bye, dear.
It is marvellous, honestly. I don't know, I'm sure.
That's
I like you very much and all the rest of it, but I don't know, you seem to have got a real smasher.
Oh, haven't I?
Your mother sends her love and blessings.
And my
to
dad,
you.
Too.
Yes.
Yes.
Give he takes all the power. Bye-bye.
Never mind. God bless.
He certainly is a wonderful speaker, isn't he? No halting or faltering for words, a beautiful flow of language and pictorial.
Wasn't
yes.
No,
then. You certainly do get magnificent settings from that point of view. I think they're remarkable.
Thank you.